Gilchrist moves over behind Kemp. He goes back to pass again. Runs out to the right.
Still on his feet. Now throws. It's good to Lofton. At the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown!
The John Murphy Show is on the air.
Buffalo ball! Kiko Alonso picks up the tip pass for the interception.
Hear all the action, all the excitement of Buffalo Bills football. Right here on
The John Murphy Show.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across Western New York.
This place is pandemonium.
10-yard line, 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Leonis Furman.
This is The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
It is a podcast night. Good evening. Welcome to The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO for Thursday, October 10th. Happy to have you with us tonight. Podcast night because of hockey tonight, but still some critical Bills information to impart. We've got an update on what went on at practice today with the Buffalo Bills, the physical and health status of several players, and C.J. Spiller in particular. We're going to hear him talking about the Buffalo running game and how they are ready to keep it going. They've done a pretty good job so far. C.J.'s getting a little bit healthier, but they've got to keep it going this week against the Cincinnati Bengals, especially with new quarterback Thad Lewis in there. Speaking of Thad Lewis, he had a distinguished career as the quarterback at Duke University, and halfway through his career at Duke, he had the good fortune of having a new head coach by the name of David Cutcliffe. Have you heard of David Cutcliffe? He was the offensive coordinator with the Tennessee Volunteers when Peyton Manning was there, breaking all those records and having an outstanding college career. He was the head coach, David Cutcliffe was, at Ole Miss at Mississippi when Eli Manning had his great career. He came in 2 years into Thad Lewis's career at Duke, took over the Duke Blue Devils football program. He is known as a quarterback guru. He's got some interesting things to say about the Bills starter this week, Thad Lewis, including the fact that he believes Bills fans might wind up being shocked by what they see from Thad Lewis this Sunday. We'll hear from David Cutcliffe. We had a great conversation with him earlier today. So that's coming up tonight, plus an update on what's going on in and around the Buffalo Bills. All coming your way tonight on the podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We're coming to you from One Bills Drive. Time now for the daily rundown of the news of the day, the Kumho Tire Daily Rundown. Dunn Tire and Kumho Tires, the official tire of the Buffalo Bills, giving Dunn Tire customers an exclusive offer. You can get a $50 instant rebate, plus a free Bills cap with the purchase of four Kumho brand tires. Visit DunnTire.com for details. Kumho Tires, let's go. Let's go and see if this game can have the blackout lifted. The Bills announcing earlier this afternoon that they have a 24-hour extension to avoid the blackout for this weekend's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. The NFL issuing that extension earlier this afternoon. So the Bills have a chance to sell the remaining ticket inventory in order to lift the television blackout of Sunday's game against Cincinnati. 5,300 tickets approximately remain as of 1 o'clock this afternoon. The Bills now have until Friday at 1 p.m. to sell those 5,300 general admission tickets. And the Bills encourage fans to buy tickets by Friday at 1 p.m. in order to get the blackout lifted. 5,300 tickets remain. The new deadline, 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. On the practice field, no sign of Stevie Johnson. He's still out, and he's missed the first 2 days this practice week, Wednesday and Thursday. He had a back injury, an injury suffered in the loss at Cleveland last week, but he also is out west in Oakland, California, because of a death in the family. He's been out there this week, missing practice on Wednesday and Thursday, expected to miss Friday as well. After the Thursday workout, head coach Doug Marrone was asked if there's a chance that Stevie Johnson might be available to play against the Bengals on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's a tough call. You know, I'll get ready to call him here in a little bit, you know, see how he's doing. Obviously, he's, working on getting treatment out there. And I really don't know, you know, until he comes back and we're able to, you know, talk with him, see how he feels. Again, it's quite a long travel for him, you know, from Oakland and back. So, you know, I really don't know.
Do you expect him back tomorrow?
I expect him back. Is tomorrow Friday? Yes, tomorrow Friday.
In time for practice?
Though? Maybe not in time for practice. Probably afterwards, because of the distance that you have to travel.
In that sense, would it be fair to call him a game time decision at best?
No, I think when he gets back, I'm going to know on Saturday. Okay. Yeah, you know, one of the things we've been communicating with him with the game plans and all that stuff. So he has everything. He has all the film. So it's not a matter of, you know, the one thing good about the iPads now is we have all that available for our players. So it's not like, you know, out of sight, out of mind, not here. It's, you know, Ike's working with him, you know, making sure he's looking at the stuff, getting ready to make sure he knows the game plan, which he does. So it's just a matter of physically can he go and mentally.
Something lost in all the roster shuffling this past week was Brian Moorman. What did you like about him, and how much is it good that he's got familiarity with playing in that stadium and with Garrison?
I can talk about the playing in the stadium obviously helps. That's an advantage. I think, you know, it's a little different. The wind changes here quite a bit. In talking to Dan, you know, we've discussed that, and Dan has done a good job as a veteran to get a good feel for that. You know, so Brian has done it for, you know, quite a long time. The other thing is that obviously what we were looking for is to get more hang time, you know, in our punts. Like I said before, we lead the league in combined returns. We have to cut that down because eventually that's going to hurt you. So that's what we're looking for from Brian, and, you know, he's done a great job since he's been in here. I think the next thing that he brings is obviously he's been here for a long time, knows a lot of the players. Probably working with Garrison again is a little bit easier, but then again, the difference is he has to work with Dan now, you know, as a holder. So that's been a challenge, but he's done a great job of that. So there's a lot of positives to it.
And he's been a previous special teams captain, a team leader here, and his familiarity with a lot of the players. I mean, he's well respected in that room despite the fact he's been gone. I mean, how much did that play to a certain degree?
Well, I think we went out and we got the best player. So, I mean, that's the number one thing. And I think that, you know, in choosing Brian as the best player available for us, you know, we've got a lot of extra things too. You know, like I say before, even on all the other players, I wasn't here before, but, you know, I've always heard that Brian was very well respected in the community, very well respected by his teammates. So, you know, coming on board, that's obviously an added benefit.
Bills head coach Doug Marrone starting out with Stevie Johnson and then going to Brian Moorman and talking about what a boost it is to have Brian Moorman on the roster. So the injury report for today, Thursday, October 10. Stevie, non-participant in practice the first 2 days. Neither is E.J. Manuel, obviously. Limited work on Thursday for cornerback Stephon Gilmore as he comes back from his wrist surgery. Limited work for cornerback Ron Brooks with his foot. Limited work for wide receiver Marquise Goodwin. And limited work for wide receiver Marcus Easley and running back C.J. Spiller. We'll hear from CJ in a moment. Full practice today for Kyle Williams, who was limited yesterday, and another day of full practice for Jairus Byrd, expected to see his first action of the season this Sunday. The Bengals injury report, no practice for the second consecutive day for starting defensive end Mike Johnson. He suffered a concussion last week. He has missed practice the first two practice days this week. Limited practice for cornerback Brandon G today. Limited for linebacker Mike Boley and cornerback Leon Hall, also limited with a hamstring. Full practice for offensive lineman Mike Pollock, who was out Wednesday with a knee injury. Full practice for offensive lineman Andre Smith, who missed Wednesday with a shoulder injury. So you're up to date on the injury list for both these teams. C.J. Spiller coming back from an ankle injury. He rolled his ankle, managed to gut it out, actually pick up a pretty good run against Cleveland a week ago. Now he's getting ready to play this week against the Cincinnati Bengals. As we said, C.J. was limited in practice for the second consecutive day. He's up against a Cincinnati team that's very tough against the run. Expects to see a lot of eight-man fronts against the Cincinnati Bengals this week. But CJ says the Bills are becoming accustomed to that.
Well, we know going into this game, these guys are going to come in and want to stop the run, obviously. And they're going to make Thad, you know, throw the ball and beat him. And, you know, and I told him today, you know, that's a challenge that he should embrace. You know, when teams come up and want to stop our run, and want you to beat them, you should embrace that challenge and go out there and prove them wrong. And eventually, you'll get them out of that eight-man box. But until, you know, we make plays, you know, in the passing game and stuff like that, you know, throughout the course of the game, you know, team, that's what they're going to do. And, you know, with us, we want to try to take as much pressure off him as much as possible. And it's going to be one of those games where you just got to take what they give you, because these guys don't give up too many big runs and stuff like that. So it's going to be one of the most physical games that we've played so far this season. So we're looking forward to it.
What do you think of Adrian Peterson's theory that eight-man front he almost welcomes? Because the way he looks at it, he says, I don't have to worry about beating anybody at the third level. I just got to get to the second level, and I got a home run. Do you subscribe to that? Or
That's true what he said. I mean, because if you got eight-man fronts and, you know, you get past that second level, that second wave, there's literally nobody on the third wave. So once you do that, you know, that's pretty much a touchdown. But it's all about getting past that second wave. And if you can do that, you can either get a touchdown or you can get a big chunk. So, you know, I definitely agree with his theory.
CJ, they were saying the same thing about you guys running against Baltimore. Saying the same thing about you guys running against Cleveland. You guys couldn't do it, yet you guys you know, still done it. What's been the, I mean, geez, wow.
We like when y'all guys doubt us. You know, they said we weren't going to be able to run the ball against Baltimore and Cleveland and stuff like that. But, you know, I went to, you know, throughout the week, you know, we kept talking as an offensive unit that, you know, we're going to be able to run the ball. You know, we believe in ourselves. And that's no disrespect to any other team, but you have to have belief in your guys up front that they can go out there and get their job done. And that's what those guys been able to do. They've been able to prove everybody wrong. I think we either 2 or 3 in rushing in the league. And, you know, that's, you know, we done went up against some great defenses. And we got another one coming up Sunday. So, you know, and everybody going to say the same thing, that we can't run it, we can't do this. But we're just going to have a great week of preparation. And then come Sunday, we'll see what we stand up against.
They will see where they stand on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Offensively, the Bengals have not put up a lot of points this year. They've struggled for points. Just one touchdown last week against New England and no touchdowns the weekend before in a loss at Cleveland. Struggling for offensive production, struggling for some consistency from quarterback Andy Dalton. The one thing they do have is pretty good talent at the tight end spot. They used a first-round pick this year on tight end Tyler Eifert, a first-round pick a few years ago on Jermaine Gresham. Tight ends that line up several times, several formations, both of them on the field. Denoris Searcy, Bill's safety, talked about those two tight ends for the Bengals, Jermaine Gresham and Tyler Eifert.
They got two guys that at the tight end position that they can stretch the field, basically, and they can make plays. So, yeah, we say we treat them like receivers. They're big play guys, and we just got to make sure we go out there. We got to get him covered.
I know Gresham can do everything because he can block and stuff, and Eifert's kind of still learning that. Do they move those guys around where they're swapping roles, or do they have specific roles from what you can see in their offense?
I would say they do. They like to move all their guys around, so they like, I guess they're looking for matchups, and they're trying to create matchups, mismatches. So they like you said, they move them around pretty much to get those type of looks and get those guys in position to make plays.
The last couple of weeks, it looks as though they are targeting those guys more in the passing game, almost as if to say, look, you want to take AJ away, that's fine. We're going to use these guys, so look out. I mean, have you seen that in the last couple of weeks?
Absolutely.
Their targets seem to be up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like you said, a lot of teams are double covers. And A.J. Green, he's a Pro Bowl guy. Gresham, I think, is a Pro Bowl guy as well. So, like you said, their targets went up extremely because of the double teams on A.J. So, and they are seizing on their opportunities to catch the ball and make plays. So, we just got to go out there. Like I said, we just got to communicate and get those guys covered.
Can you, even though your scheme is different than maybe their previous two opponents, can you go to school on the success that their opposing defenses have had against them the last 2 weeks? Because they only scored one touchdown in the last 2 games. Is there something that you can pick out of what those defenses did successfully and still apply your scheme?
Mainly they just got hands of those guys and let guys run freely. So I would say they challenged them a lot more. Sometimes the tight end still was able to make plays. Sometimes they was put in bad positions, and the defense was able to make plays off them. So I would say with us, we just got to make sure we're aggressive with them and we be physical with them.
Bill's safety, Denoris Searcy, as he gets ready to face the Bengals and that tandem of tight ends, Tyler Eifert and Jermaine Gresham. So you're caught up on the Buffalo Bills and what's going on with them today. Around the rest of the National Football League, Michael Vick, his status in question for the Philadelphia Eagles this week. Chip Kelly, Eagles coach, was asked Thursday when he believes he needs to make a decision on Vic's status. His answer, 12:59 p.m. Sunday. That's 1 minute before the Eagles kick off against Tampa Bay. Vic says he is making progress on his recovery, but he is not ready to guarantee that he'll be ready to play this weekend. He strained his hamstring last week in the Eagles' win over the Giants. There were reports that he might miss multiple weeks, but the Eagles are going to be careful with Michael Vick. Chip Kelly said today, we'll see if we can expand on the work he gets. We'll get a feel when he finishes up practice. Nick Foles standing by if Michael Vick cannot play for the Eagles against Tampa Bay. The Atlanta Falcons move on without their talented wide receiver who is out now, Julio Jones. The Falcons are moving on without him. They signed veteran Brian Robiskie to a 1-year deal. Took the field at practice for the Falcons on Thursday. His father, Terry Robiskie, is the Falcons receivers coach. Brian Robiskie, 6'4", 212-pounder, adding depth to the receiving core, but it's going to be hard for the Falcons to replace Julio Jones. He will undergo foot surgery Monday, out for the rest of the year. He officially went on injured reserve on Thursday. Still question marks about Rob Gronkowski and the New England Patriots. He is still day-to-day. There are reports that the Patriots are optimistic that Gronkowski will make his debut against the Saints on Sunday, but Ron Krosky, the Waynesville native, says his status is still day-to-day. He said, quote, it's basically nothing new. Working hard every week, working hard at practice, nothing's changed day-to-day. I have a feeling that Gronkowski will play against the Saints, but that one will probably go right down to the wire. Well, we know that Thad Lewis is going to play at quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. It'll be his second NFL game, his second NFL start. He showed pretty well in his lone NFL appearance in the season finale last December for the Cleveland Browns in a road game against a very tough Pittsburgh defense. And now Thad Lewis gets a week of practice to get ready to play this week for the Buffalo Bills to start in place of E.J. Manuel against the Cincinnati Bengals. Lewis started a lot of games, won a lot of games for the Duke Blue Devils during his collegiate career, and he was a favorite of Duke coach David Cutcliffe, a quarterback guru. Cutcliffe coached Eli Manning, coached Peyton Manning, and coached Thad Lewis. And we had a chance to talk with David Cutcliffe on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline earlier today. So he's up next. David Cutcliffe, the head coach at Duke, Thad Lewis college coach. He'll be back in a moment with David Cutcliffe. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Coming to you from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. My friends at NOCO have an 80th anniversary deal for you. When you replace your old natural gas and electric bill with a sensible new local energy program from NOCO, you'll get a free $25 American Express gift card. That's their way of thanking you for supporting a local, family-owned company. NOCO has customized plans that deliver flexibility and value beyond their competitors. Let NOCO's experience guide you when it comes to choosing the right natural gas and electric supplier for your home. Whether it's their fixed pricing plan, locking in energy rates to avoid costly fluctuations, or their variable plan based on the market, chances are NOCO has the right program for you. And you'll save on taxes and fees that you would typically pay with the utility. NOCO's even made switching from your current energy supplier hassle-free. Just log on to NOCO.com, click Natural Gas or Electric, and hit Enroll Now. Your energy service will transition seamlessly. So what are you waiting for? Call 888-630-NOCO or log on to NOCO.com today. Remember to mention the promo code Murphy to claim your free $25 American Express gift card. Offers valid for new natural gas customers only.
We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive. You know the news by now that Thad Lewis is going to get the start at quarterback for the Bills this Sunday against the Bengals. He was a record-setting quarterback in his college days at Duke University. On the line with us, the six-year head football coach at Duke, David Cutcliffe. Coach, thank you very much for coming on the show with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Well, I'm happy to do it, and I'm certainly happy for Thad, and I'm happy for the Buffalo Bills. I think it's going to be a little shocking to people to see Thad perform, and obviously I know a lot about him, and I'm a big believer.
Why do you think it'll be shocking for folks to see him?
I don't think people think of a guy coming off a practice squad is going to be as ready as he is ready, and there's a lot of factors in it. One, you know, coming through the ranks, this is his fourth NFL team. He's easily learned offenses, started with the Rams, then to the Browns, then to the Lions, and then was traded to the Bills. And since Thad's been in the league, and we always talk about this, he knows he prepares like Peyton and Eli, guys that I've had before. He goes, that's how he prepared here. But he has prepared every week he's been in that league as if he were the starter. He does all the notes, all the film work. And so he's not just walking into this blind. He will be ready.
When you took over at Duke, Coach, you inherited Thad. He had been there a couple of years, a couple of rough years in terms of wins and losses for the Blue Devils. What did you see in Thad when you started there in 2008?
Well, he was so brutalized as a sophomore. The protection system. He got hit, but he got up play after play. He competed. He has a great ability to keep his eyes downfield and stay in the pocket. He is very, very tough mentally and physically, and he's courageous. And I was blown away by that. And so he ended up being a 10,000-yard passer through for over 6,000 yards for us in 2 years. More than, I don't know, five times, six times, seven times as many wins as they had the previous 3 or 4 years to our arrival and his playing in our system. And he learned quickly, and he's just functional. He absolutely gets on the field and he makes quick decisions. You're going to see the Bills fans, you're going to see him get rid of the ball on time. He doesn't hold the ball. You know, he's just a really efficient quarterback.
You know, when we talked to him the other day, Coach, he mentioned how surprised he was at his first meeting and even his first several meetings with you when all you wanted to talk about was defense. He thought he'd come in and get a big, thick playbook, and you just wanted to talk about defense the first few times you met with Thad.
Well, that's how we start, and I've always been a big believer in that. And if you don't understand what you're trying to attack, then how can you attack it? And, they were all waiting on some fancy routes and all of this and that. And, tell us what you told Peyton and Eli. And I told them exactly that. I said, you're going to learn everything you can learn about defense, about coverage, about fronts, about how fronts and coverage is mixed together, about why we have to protect certain things and the history of zone blitz. And I give them a history lesson in defensive football. And ultimately, I think when they buy into it, those two Manning guys do a pretty good job of attacking defenses.
Yeah. Coach, the only NFL tape there is on Thad came in that season finale a year ago for Cleveland at Pittsburgh, and I watched that game the other day, and I think I saw the Thad Lewis you described. I guess I was surprised by sort of his pocket presence. He did not look like a guy in his first NFL action in that game.
I thought he was tremendous against horrific weather and had zero practice snaps for the year. It had given him none, and I thought the same thing. I mean, I was really impressed and proud of him in difficult circumstance. Only thing I get on the bat about it, you really know how to pick defenses. You pick the Steelers, and now the dang Bengals, who just held the Patriots to 6 points. Thad, you need to maybe find somebody that's a little softer, but he'll do well. I'm excited to see what happens, and I've got a number of friends, including Coach Marone, on the staff there at Buffalo, and I'm excited for them and what they're doing. And you know, this could be a fun thing for all the Buffalo Bills organization.
How would you describe Thad Lewis' arm talent, Coach?
He's got plenty of arm. I mean, he's so quick with the ball. He can throw any throw you need thrown. And so, I mean, he's natural. You just toss him a football, he catches it easy, which is a bigger deal than people think. He's got great hands. And he can make any throw you need to throw. He's got plenty of arm strength and velocity. So hopefully the weather's going to be decent up there and give him a shot at playing a regular season game in decent weather. He's got a lot of great preseason film. People want to – I'm sure you could probably – it's like everything else, YouTube it. But that one regular season game, the weather was horrific. So hopefully you guys have a good night or a good day up there on a Sunday.
Thad is proud of his Duke background. In fact, Coach, yesterday when one of the Buffalo reporters asked him if he had a chance to finish his degree at Duke, he said, hey, I finished in 3.5 years. I mean, he really applied himself to getting an education there. And it seems like he brings some of those smarts to the football field.
He does. He's really bright, and he's really hardworking, and he's focused. And the best thing I can say about Thad Lewis is he is a great teammate. He's one of the best leaders, best people, and he's a crossover leader. And what I mean by that, Thad is so respected. Defensive guys, offensive guys, you know, doesn't matter who you are or where you're from, Thad easily became the leader of our program, not just our team. I tell you, he's a special, special young man, and still is, and he spends a lot of time here. And everybody at this university, from the president to the director of athletics to certainly the head football coach, we are all huge Thad Lewis fans.
Coach, before we let you go, and knowing that you had Peyton Manning and Eli Manning in your collegiate career, do you have any thoughts on Eli's struggles with the Giants so far this year and what it might take to get him going in the right direction?
Well, I think the thing you can do, you know, obviously you got to call the run to run it some, you know, and it's any National Football League quarterback or collegiate quarterback can tell you his best friend's a run game. It's very difficult without it. But, you know, but all I would tell Eli is just keep throwing it on time. You know, don't hold the ball. You've got to throw the ball on time in that league or any league. And once you do that, then rhythm follows. And I'm just not a believer. It's 1,001, 1,002, and that ball better be coming out pretty soon after that. So hopefully he can get that going and get back on track.
Coach, you got the Blue Devils at 3-2 with a game against Navy this Saturday. Good luck to you this week, and thank you for spending time with us tonight.
I appreciate it, John. Take care.
David Cutcliffe. He coached Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, and Bills quarterback Thad Lewis during a long and distinguished college football career. It is the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive, and this is Buffalo Bills Radio. This year, our friends at NOCO are celebrating their 80th anniversary. Family-owned, locally-operated NOCO, your complete source of energy products for your home. That includes natural gas, electricity, heating oil, and propane. NOCO also installs, maintains, and repairs heating and cooling equipment. If you're looking to manage your energy bills, NOCO Natural Gas and Electric offers more program options than the utility does. And NOCO's market program allows customers to take full advantage of the tax, fee, and tariff savings that are not available through the utility. NOCO also offers a fixed energy price program for the budget-minded buyer that allows customers to lock in a low rate for 12 months, regardless of the market. Visit them online at NOCO.com or call 833-NOCO and learn more about what NOCO can do for you.
This is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
And again, our thanks to David Cutcliffe, the head coach at Duke University, for joining us to talk about his, sounds like he likes Thad Lewis a lot. David Cutcliffe joined us via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Subway restaurants have a special offer for Bills fans. When the Bills score 20 points or more at home this season, just visit BuffaloBills.com for details. Subway, eat fresh. Yeah, Cutcliffe likes Thad Lewis, and you know what? I'm not an expert on quarterbacking. I watch a little bit, but it's, to me, it was great to hear Cutcliffe validate what I thought I saw when I watched Thad Lewis' game against the Pittsburgh Steelers last year. Quick decision-making. Doesn't hold on to the ball too long. Very decisive. He can make throws. I mean, I don't think he's got an extremely accurate or strong arm, and Cutcliffe, you know, said he can make all the throws, which sometimes they think is almost code for his arm's okay, and I think it is okay. But I do think there is a lot to like about Thad Lewis from what I've seen, and it sounds like David Cutcliffe, his college coach, feels the same way. Some interesting insights from David Cutcliffe, the head coach at Duke, who had Thad Lewis down there. He also, of course, had Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. Well, tomorrow is a special night, and this show is going to be on the road tomorrow night. We want you to join us up at Niagara Falls at Hard Rock Cafe in Niagara Falls. The reason? It is the International Pinktober Living Ribbon and Zac Brown Tribute Band, all of it, part of the Bills Believe event. It's all coming together tomorrow night, and you can go to BuffaloBills.com, Believe, to find out more information. But Bills players are going to be there. Their wives are going to be there. Their families will be there. And the festivities start at 5:30 tomorrow at the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. We'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe, O'Loughlin Drive in downtown Niagara Falls. They are going to put together the Living Ribbon, a pink ribbon, and they'll light Niagara Falls pink on the Rainbow Bridge. All of this part of the NFL's month-long initiative to raise money and awareness for breast cancer research. Bills players will be there at concert at 8:30. Our radio show will be live 7 to 9 p.m. Bills players expected to be there include Garrison Sanborn and C.J. Spiller and Brian Mormon and all of them. I mean, Eric Wood, Fred Jackson, Manny Lawson, Scott Chandler. Should be a great night tomorrow night. As I said, the festivities start at 5:30. Our radio show on the air from 7 to 9 inside Hard Rock Cafe. Stop by and say hello for the 8th annual Believe event. Bills players and their families will be there. You can be part of the Living Ribbon, the pink ribbon across the Rainbow Bridge. If you need more details, go to BuffaloBills.com/Believe for more details. We'll be there tomorrow night for the 8th annual Buffalo Bills Believe event. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll be back on the radio live from Niagara Falls tomorrow. Mark Kelso will join us. We'll hear his take on what the Bills need to do to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. You can always listen to more of our show, including our interview last night with Scott Norwood at BuffaloBills.com/John Murphy Show, and download the Mobile Bills app at BuffaloBills.com. All the information you need, press conferences, interviews, it's all there at BuffaloBills.com. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, NOCO, family-owned, locally operated since 1933. Explore what NOCO can do for you at NOCO.com. Our producer, the maestro, Russ Burton. Bill's director of broadcasting is Jeff Matthews. On the air tomorrow night, 7 o'clock from the Hard Rock Cafe in Niagara Falls. Join us up there or join us on the radio for the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.